Yes, and we're already streaming this. We're streaming it on my YouTube channel. I think I put the address of the YouTube channel in the Learning Together instructions to get here, which everybody who's in Chatwing has seen. They wouldn't be in Chatwing otherwise.
Okay, I'm finally here.
Nellie is finally here.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I could hear you. This is so strange. I could hear you all the time, but I couldn't open the classroom. Not on Safari, not on Chrome. In other words, I could hear you, but I couldn't see the class. So, hi, everybody.
Okay.
Sorry for
okay. Well,
not being able to do it.
Oh, no problem. Let me tell people for the Blackboard recording who we are, why we're here. I'm Vance Stevens. I'm an ally in United Arab Emirates. And it's the 25th of February, 2018, and we're closing Electronic Village Online, EVO. And we've just officially started the recording, but this has been streamed all along. We've got Carolina Trago here. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, we
wonderful. Okay. Nellie Deutsch has just joined us. Nellie is the lead coordinator for EVO 2018, and Carolina is the one coming next. So, welcome to both of you.
I'm the outgoing. I'm going out.
Okay. I guess you're probably still lead coordinator until after tonight.
Right.
This is your last official act as lead coordinator. Okay. No, you didn't. You came to say to pass it on and to rejoin us next year.
Right. I came to pass on the wand.
Carolina? Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see we've got a lot of people here today.
Okay.
So, I'll welcome everyone, whoever is here. You're all welcome. The only thing I wanted to say was that these are slides, right? That I'm going to have to pop out. So when you get to this one, can we click on the link or I need to put it in the chat box? We can't click on this link.
No,
right?
That link, yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the links and then I'm going to disappear. All right.
Okay. And I'm going to disappear. I'm just looking at my battery. I'm going to disappear in 1 hour and 31 minutes, according to my battery. 50% remaining. So it should be okay, actually, as long as we behave ourselves. Okay, over to Nellie or Carolina. I'll bet Nellie is having another problem. Oh, no, she's back. Okay, wonderful.
I'm sorry, I'm here all the time. I'm trying to get the links so that we can add the links of the show to showcase the reflections and feedback of the participants of EVO, two EVO sessions that I moderated.
Let me get the show on the road, and so I guess we're going to just talk, this is, as the slide says, this is the best of EVO, EVO 2018, and let's see what the next slide says. And these are the people who are on the coordination team. The ones at the top, Christina Bauer-Ramazani, Nino Leokos, and Elizabeth Hanson-Smith are kind of emeritus moderators. And the lead coordinators this year are Mubarak Akader and Nellie Deutsch. That's in the second row. And then we have all these other people who are coordinators. That's Ayat Tawal, Carolina Witrago, John Graney, Jose Antonio De Silva in Brazil, and myself, Van Stevens, on the bottom row, and Mariana Smolchets, Natasha Bozic, Rolik, I think I got it right. Sanja Bozinovic from Croatia and Martha Ramirez, who's from Argentina, is that correct?
Colombia.
Colombia, yes. So thank you for that correction. Okay, yes. All right, so those people, those are the people who have led the EVO. And shall I go on to the next slide? These are the sessions. Okay, well, we're going to take each in turn. So I guess maybe I'll pass it on to Nelly to carry us into that phase of our presentation here.
I wanted to say that, first of all, thank all the participants, since this is being recorded. A lot of them are not here. Thank the participants and the moderators for doing an amazing job. I heard that wonderful things about all the sessions. Everyone's really, really happy. The participants are very, very happy with all the sessions this year. And I think that's something about EVO, that EVO's probably getting better and better every year. And I'm happy to hear that. So the feedback's been absolutely fantastic. So thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Shall we get started? Okay, first session up is ICT for ELT. And is there someone here who can tell us a little bit about that session?
I don't think there's anybody here. Is there?
Yeah, no, I don't see anybody from the session.
Okay, so let's see who's here from any of... I don't think there's anybody here. Anyone here from the classroom?
Classroom-based research for professional development.
Don't see anyone. Mm-hmm. Nope. Anyone from... Huge. Oh, this, I heard a lot of great things about this. I mean, the lead moderators kept contacting me and letting me know that it was really amazing. They were very happy with it. Actually, everybody was happy with everything. Vance, are you one of the... Okay, Vance is here for EVO Minecraft. Vance, do you want to talk about this year as opposed to previous years?
Every year is very different in EVO Minecraft MOOC. This is our fourth year of doing the session. We started in 2015. I think at the time we sort of... Well, first of all, I have to tell you, going back to why I started EVO Minecraft MOOC, and that was because I didn't know how to play Minecraft, and I was learning a lot about how powerful it was and for teaching, for education, for learning. So the only way I could really learn how to play it was to get in with a group of people, and since I didn't know a group of people who could do that, and Jane is there, she's in the chat wing, Jane Xian, she's one of the moderators. I guess she's having trouble getting into Blackboard, collaborate, because I don't see her here. Okay, so in any event, she's listening, obviously. Hi. Jane is also a person who became a moderator this year after coming on last year and learning from us and her son, Matty, how to play Minecraft, really. It's from 2015, that's what I did. I learned how to play Minecraft by being scaffolded by all these other people that we brought in who already knew how to play Minecraft in many cases, and others who kind of learned, like Rose Bard, for example, who also learned with her son, Emmanuel, and some children are very good for scaffolding. But she became a moderator after being a newbie for a year. Dave Dodgson is from the British Council. He's also used Minecraft in Turkey, and he knows a lot about it. Joe Kay has... she's very famous for her work with Jokadia, which is a worldwide children's Minecraft server. Jeff Kuhn and Aaron Schwartz, Ohio University, also ran the server. They started the server up, and both are very proficient in Minecraft. Mircea Petrescu from Romania is a coder. He knows a lot about getting into Minecraft at a deep level. Marianne Smolschitz is also someone who has a son, Philip, who taught us all how to play Minecraft in 2015. And Dakota Redstone, amazing character. He's a magician in Minecraft. We don't really know who he is. His name is Phil. And that's all I know about him, really, except that he really likes to play Minecraft. And Beth O'Connell, librarian, the book lady. She's in a group called VSTE, which is another group of educators, Virginia, in Virginia. That's what the V is for. So they play Minecraft. So basically, I'll wrap this up quickly because we don't have much time, but these are the people who make the magic in Minecraft, make it happen. In 2015, we sort of taught each other how to play. 2016-17, we stopped teaching each other how to play and we started learning how to play. We've always had a syllabus. We've given badges. Lately, people, I think, have hardly really used the syllabus or the badges until we come to this year, 2018, where we just got into Minecraft and we played. And we had about 20 participants, and 12 moderators, 20 participants. I'm not sure if I got the moderator count right, but anyway. So we had about 30 people in the world, probably 5 or 6 at any given time. And we just basically played with one another. It's not a large group, but the people who are there are just doing amazing things. We have a Google Plus community where participants are posting some of the incredible things they're doing. They're finding undersea temples. Dakota Redstone is making potions for us so we can breathe underwater and see underwater. And it's kind of everyone helping each other do some just incredible stuff. We had a map, an interactive map, that showed us where we were on the server. And one of the participants, Don Carroll, also known as Abu Fletcher, explored so much that he helped crash the server, which is actually, you're really having fun when you break the server. So we put it back together again, and we're still playing. We'll be playing, by the way. We're not going to stop interacting. We haven't stopped interacting for 4 years. We go to the server constantly. We hope to be back as EVO Minecraft MOOC 2019. And if you want to play with us, you're welcome anytime. So that's EVO Minecraft MOOC.
Thank you, Vince. We're going to go on. I hope you can still hear me. Yes, I see it. We're going to go on to Are You a Fair Tester? Since it's on the Moodle, I'm there, so I got a lot of the interactions, so I could see that they were really, really involved. Everybody was having a good time. Maha's an amazing moderator. Is Maha here? She gave a talk about some of this yesterday in CO18. Is she here?
Maha Hassan was here.
Oh,
yes, she was
here.
And she is here, yes.
Oh, I see, yes, Maha. So
well, she's here.
She's here, but I don't know if she has a mic.
She usually does, so if you just pass it on to her.
Everyone should have a microphone by default.
Maha, can you grab the mic?
Click on the talk button.
I know that the session was absolutely amazing. The participants were very happy. Can
you
get
a second?
Okay.
Yeah, she says, give me a second. She's working on the mic.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, I have about 20 minutes before I have to leave. Okay, maybe we can come back to her because I really have to go. The flipped classroom. Anybody here from the flipped classroom? Or we can come back to it.
Martha is in the chat wing. She's in the chat wing.
She's on the flipped classroom. No, she's here too. She's here. Martha.
Oh, she is here. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Where's that link? Okay. I just wanted to. How do I get the link to appear, Vant? Where do I put it at? I just lost the classroom. Oh, here I'm back.
If you put it in the text chat, we can copy it over to chat.
Yeah, I did. I put it there. I'll put it again. Okay. I put it there before. That's the one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Moodlers were absolutely amazing. They were so active, I had to get volunteers to help moderate. So I got two volunteers from previous MOOCs, Moodle MOOCs, to help out. Because I think Rosemary dropped out. She wasn't there available anymore. So we got two more volunteers, one from India and one from Ukraine, and they helped out. It was very, very active. Everybody was creating videos, and they were so involved. So that's the link. How do I get that in, Van, so you can see some of the comments and some of their... the way it works on Moodle for Teachers is everybody creates video tutorials. They created, there were over 300 participants. Each participant created about 15 video tutorials of about up to 8 minutes. Some of them did more. So you can imagine that they were learning from each other as they were watching each other's videos and they were responding to the videos. It was very, very live. And then at the end, in weeks 3 to 4, they collaborated in weeks 1, 2, and 3. Weeks 3 to 4 and 5, they created their own collaborative courses on Moodle. So they created Moodle courses, and that was really exciting because it's not easy to collaborate and design a course, but they did it. You know, I was just amazed by, you know, everybody's motivation to make things work. And they did. So, Vance, how do I show it? You said you would.
What are you trying to show?
The link that I shared. You said to put it in the chat box. I forget how to add it.
People can click on it.
Where do I add it?
You could.
Oh, here it is in the world. Enter the URL. I found it.
Okay.
Okay, I found it.
A screen share is probably better.
Yeah, follow me. Do I do the follow me or how do I do it? Which one?
Yes, but you started a web tour.
Yeah.
A web tour, and this isn't this doesn't work very well. It would be better to stop that and then
so
do
let's
a screen share.
How do I stop it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Click on.
I got it. It used to be really nice. That's what I liked about BB Collaborate. Can you see it now?
Oh, you know something?
Yes.
I had to click on, yes, no.
I
got the link by clicking on it. I had to do something at my end.
Okay, do you see it or not? Do you see the Padlet?
I opened it.
I did too, so I don't know.
No.
Nobody sees it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's still going on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you want me to show it? Do you want me to share it on my screen?
Yeah, if you could, that would be nice. Okay,
I put things back here. Okay, so
it
let's
used to
see.
Work. Like I'm talking about 15 years
ago. Yeah. Let's see. Okay,
Illuminate was my
try
first.
To share my
that's what I did, but it, you know, it didn't work. You're doing what I did? You said it doesn't work so well.
I have to pick something to share, and collaborative courses, maybe this one, okay?
No, I think you have to go to this one.
How about that?
How about this one, follow me? Shouldn't that work?
Too
complicated.
Oh, I think we're going on top of each other. We're both doing things.
Oh, okay.
So it's
can you say
probably,
that?
It's
all right, so let's forget it. Let's forget the whole thing. Anyways, that's what they did. It was really nice. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact that they were collaborating and they were teaming up, and it worked. And they did create amazing courses. Each participant had their own topic section. And they added activities and resources to their section, and they had like an umbrella topic. It was nice. So that's Moodle for Teachers. Teaching is a way to learn.
We had it up in the. I'm looking at the stream on a lag. I think we had it up in the Blackboard Collaborate because it came up in the stream. So,
oh, anyway. It just came out?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Anybody from other tongue? I don't know anything about this one. So, QR codes was absolutely amazing. I also had a lot of feedback, good feedback. They loved it. They're still working there, actually. And by the way, all the sessions on the Moodle, on Moodle for Teachers, will be available to anyone and everyone who wants to see it until September 2018 and maybe more. We're thinking of keeping them open forever because they're really good. You know, the work this year was so good that we're thinking of keeping all five sessions open on the Moodle. The sessions are QR codes, Are You a Fair Tester, Moodle for Teachers, EVO of 2018, Teaching FL to Young Learners. Is that four or five? That sounds like four. Yeah, it was really good. Okay, they're not here. Next one, I don't know if Olya is here. This was done on Schoology, and I think it was very successful. They also had a lot of participants.
Could we go back to the one QR codes in action? Efrosini has put in text chat that.
Oh, she was there. That's right. She was there. Yes, she participated.
Yes,
I think Efrosini.
I don't know if she has a.
I think she took about three sessions this year.
I was just going to read you what she put into the text chat. She says, QR codes and action session was as fun as enlightening. I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. All participants implemented what we learned in our classes, and the result was amazing. Learners just love working with QR codes. The moderators were very kind and helpful. They were just fantastic. Thanks to them again, and to EVO for running this awesome session. Thank you, Efrosini. Have we lost audio, Nelly? Nelly, what could the problem be? Okay.
Ben?
We can hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have no idea what TechnoClil did this year. I don't know. Teaching EFL to Young Learners was also amazing. There's a Padlet for that too, but since you can't get the links in there, right, from what I understand. Teaching EFL for Young Learners it has never been as good. It's been running for, I think, 4 years now, and this year was the best ever. I mean, the participants were amazing. There's the link to showcase and the feedback. They added their videos. They also created lots of videos. They sang songs. They created board games. And they applied everything in the classroom. They were very, very happy. And they said they can't wait to get back in 2019, EVO 19. Because it's always different, even if it's the same. It's called Teaching EFL to Young Learners. Every year is different, and the moderators were amazing. They worked really hard because the participants on the Moodle are very busy. So maybe Carolina can talk about TechnoClil, the Italian EVO session. There's a lot of Italian there. So Carolina, can you talk about it maybe?
There's a lot. It's a lot of Italians. It's mostly. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
can.
I am trying to talk now.
Yes,
can you hear me?
You're doing very well. Sure, Carolina, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So, yeah. All right. It's great. It's a lot of Italians. They always have guest speakers during the week. For example, I was one of them this year. I was talking to them about flipping your CLIL classroom, and I know they are applying all sorts of different technologies, including all of Sherry Terrell's gaming and all the ideas that they have put into practice last year. I saw that Elizabeth wrote something about them having 800 participants because they publicized it on LinkedIn. So it was very successful once again. Did a great job. So also we are here for, I'm gonna move the slide for flipped learning, Marta and I. I don't find our slide in here now. Oh yeah, it's this. So we were 8 moderators this year. We had a pretty big share of Colombians in our group. And we had Katia, a friend who is in France right now. And so that was very good. We had the European, Latin American, and American kind of perspective in our sessions. We had 242 participants, out of which we handed in 18 certificates. Those were the people who stayed through the 5 weeks. And I would agree with Nelly in what she says about the sessions and the types of participants that we had this year. It was great quality. We had amazing participants who were very, very committed. They did all of the work. They really discussed and went the extra mile to make the flipped learning session amazing this year. So, Marta, do you want to say something else about it?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, I think, well, what I would add is regarding the quality, because through the years, people are flipping more than we've found. I mean, I guess initially it was people who had never flipped, and now we have a lot of flippers. And so the different comments, the resources, I mean, it was a very rich interaction throughout the 5 weeks, and the enthusiasm was incredible. This was my second year moderating, and I saw a big difference. So I think it was very successful, and we're ready for 2019.
I wanted to say that maybe it is changing because the participants are actually coming to work. They're not coming to lurk as in the past. I think they're there to learn. What the participant mentioned on the Moodle is the fact that they could get badges. They had to get those badges. It wasn't so much the certificate, but the badge. And that kept them. Natasha is not here. Natasha took Moodle for Teachers, and she was one of those. She kept saying, I'm addicted. And I think they are. They become addicted on the Moodle because of the badges. You do anything for those badges. And if you think that's funny, once you're in it, once you're after a badge, you forget who you are. And, you know, you're like a kid again, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good. And we also experienced that. People didn't come to learn, they came to work, and then they built all these great relationships among them. It was great because we had, for example, a lot of people from Russia, from a specific school, which name I don't remember, but they were kind of connecting among them as well. So that is very interesting. Like, not only they are connecting with us moderators, but they are finding networks within their countries and their contexts, which is priceless, I think.
I wanted to add to that they kept saying, we're going to miss each other. what are we going to do? Like, they in 5 weeks, they did so much and they connected so much that they kept saying, well, we're going to miss you. You know, what are we going to do without you? It's like, you know, can we continue collaborating? And it was they built a community. Through these, through EVO, 18, a lot of people got to know one another and they became close, very close friends. I think Natasha's here. Maybe Natasha can talk a little bit more about her addiction on the Moodle. Okay, so grab the mic, Natasha, because I have to go. Judy, we have to go. Natasha, are you able to grab the mic? I don't hear anything. Okay, there we go.
I think, no, that's me, sorry.
Oh, that's
Carolina.
Carolina.
Sorry, while Natasha gets things situated, because she just came in, so why don't we listen to Maha? She was around and she wanted to say something about her session.
Great. I'll listen to the recording. Thank you, Maha, for everything. And thank you, everyone. Looking forward to next year's Evil 19.
Thank you, Nelly. So
thank
nice
you
to see
very
you
much.
Here. And we'll see you again, even if you're wearing a different hat. So possibly one way we could do this session, we could conduct it going forward, is if someone will take a microphone, tell us what slide to go to, then you can talk about your session and we'll find the slide that fits it.
Okay, can you hear me?
That's Maha, okay, yes. Which session are you going to talk about? We can hear you.
Yes, Audio Play Festival.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the name of the session?
Can you see me? No.
Oh, yeah. Are you a fair tester? Okay, we can see you, yes. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you and see you. Yes.
Okay, hi, Carolina. Hi, Stevens. How are you doing? Yeah, thank you very much for giving me the chance to say goodbye. I like the experience very much working on Are You a Fair Tester. It's very interesting because I've changed high-end. I have given Are You a Fair Tester as a presentation in more than one conference, and I was so much enthusiastic to change it into a whole course to do it practically with teachers, because usually during the presentations, time is not enough for the teachers to grasp all the info that you have provided. So this was a great chance to put everything in practice and try to speak to teachers in details about what's supposed to be done and what's the main idea behind all this. So it was great to be here again for the second year. Last year we worked on online assessment and this year we worked on testing. We had 57 participants. Some of them were so enthusiastic. One of them is already with us online here. She is a Frosinian. Thank you very much for being so enthusiastic and collaborative. And she attended most of the sessions, if not all of them. She was so enthusiastic and asked many questions and discussed many things. And she put in a lot of her experience in the work done. So thank you, Ifrosini, and thank you all the attendees, and I thank all the moderators. thank you, Ifrosini, and thank you all the moderators. Thank you, Vance. Thank you, Carolina, and very special thank you to Dr. Nelly. She's always a great help whenever we ask her. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best, and wish to see you next year, inshallah. Thank you.
Wow, Maha, thank you so much. Doing a
thank
session?
So
wow, that's great. Thank you very much. We hope to have you next year again, 2019.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
We have here Natasha, who's going to tell us about her addiction to badges, and then we have Jose Antonio, who's going to talk about ICT for ELC. So, Natasha, you want to take the mic?
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Should I enable my video? I believe it works. Let me see. It worked just a minute ago. Ah, here I am. Okay, so, well, I wasn't moderating this week, but I was a very keen participant on Dr. Nelly's Moodle for Teachers. And it's a very, very ambitious session, so it kept me busy. And yeah, I got totally addicted to badges. So I believe badges are really, really, really motivational. And also the fact that we teamed up with people we didn't know. And okay, I knew one of the people in my team. And that's Sneja, who is moderating ICT for ELT. And we teamed up and we created courses from scratch. I think our course would be kind of ready to go if we just worked on it a little more. So it took us a week to come up with a syllabus and another week to create Moodle activities. And I also think Moodle is awesome. It is a fantastic platform. Has everything a teacher might wish for. So, that's what I have to say. I really enjoyed this year's Evo, and I participated as much as I could, and I love Evo. Long live Evo. That's what I have to say. And if you would like to ask me something, or that could be it for me. See you around.
Thank you, Natasha.
Okay, thank you. I'm switching off now.
All right. I think we're good now for José Antonio, who's going to tell us about ICT for ELT.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Great. Great. We had about 190 participants, you know. I agree with someone that said that lurking has reduced to a great deal, you know, have very active participants, you know. We are indeed issuing badges still. I don't have the numbers here because another one from our team is issuing the badge and certificate. You know, we have this great team of moderators. We work together and we have somebody to do that. I think Sanya is the one. I think Isisa was doing this and Sanya as well, if I'm mistaken. We always try to add something new to our session. Maybe Efrosini Zoniou from Greece wants to say something because she's a very active participant. I also see Mauda here. Maybe she can talk. Efrosini, do you want to give your testimony concerning our session?
José Antonio?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a mic, but you could read it from the text chat, or should I read it?
Yeah.
I can read it.
I can see it.
Okay, let me read it. She says, "This was my fourth consecutive session. You can never have enough of ICT for ELT as new tools and trends keep coming out, but also because the moderators are so motivating." Who are they? Helpful to go out of their way to assist participants. So you've done a good job, Jose.
We always try to add new things. Okay, we still keep talking about wikis because although PBWorks or wiki, we have had wiki since like 2007, and back then we had to know a little of HTML to add it, but now it's much easier. So we always try to innovate, to implement something new. And if you run the session next time, next year, we're going to do that too. It was a pleasure, okay, having participants that are so motivated and so engaged. Thanks a lot, everything. It's always a pleasure to have you. And also see Mauda. And I see, I'm sorry because summertime in Brazil it's over, you know. And then I was expecting that the session would start at 12. Midday, and it starts at 11 my time, so that's why I was kind of late. Okay, so that's all I had to say. So thanks a lot, Vance and Efrosini for your statement, and Nelly and everyone here. And hello, Elizabeth. Okay, Elizabeth Grenoble, meet you. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Jose.
Okay. Thank you very much. I don't think there's anybody else from any other session bands.
Okay.
I'm checking here the participants. Is there anybody from another session that would like to tell us a little bit about it? We can open up the slide when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I'd better let you know I've got about 30 minutes of battery in my laptop for the stream, and that will also kill one of my participants and collaborate. But that's okay. I have another one for collaborate. And Efrosini has posted a lot about mother tongue.
Shall I read it?
Yeah, you can, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have use of mother tongue. The aim was to encourage reflection and judicious mother tongue in the classroom. We read studies on both teachers' and students' attitudes to mother tongue use in the EFL class and how mother tongue could be used to enhance L2 learning. We reflected on the monolingual versus bilingual, multilingual approaches to EFL, our own and our learners' attitudes to mother tongue use, and were encouraged to interact with fellow participants so as to eventually produce our mission statement on how we plan to implement judicious mother tongue use in our class. Interestingly, we examined and discussed various definitions of terms to use to refer to the mother tongue, L1, native language, source language, home language of culture, heritage language of instruction, and the foreign language, L2, target language. It was immensely enriching to compare and contrast our contexts and experience, as in some countries mother tongue use is frowned upon, whereas in some colleagues' contexts, multilingualism and translanguaging were valued so that mother tongue use was never deemed inappropriate. We are so passionate about the mother tongue interaction that we have asked the moderators to keep both courses. To keep both course platforms open so we can keep interacting. Wow, that was great. That was a very good summary, Frasini. Thank you so much. So that's mother tongue use in the ESL classroom with Anna Krulets and Georgios Nikoulis. They were really good last year with experiential learning, and as we can see, they were very good this year with mother tongue use.
Great. You did a good job on that. Okay.
Okay.
So, as you said, we can open the chat. Anybody else
Ruta?
Wants to say anything? Rauda said, "Thank you, Jose, for your kind." thank you, Jose. Sorry, Jose is from Brazil.
We have someone else.
Okay, yep. I'll just read what Rauda said in the text chat. She said, "Thank you, Jose, for your kind words. You were really motivating. We learned a lot from ICT for ELT. Be sure I will be with you next year. EDO sessions are great." Wonderful. Nice words from Rauda from Tunisia.
Hi, can I? Elizabeth here. I could
Elizabeth,
just say,
you made it.
Hi, yeah. Well, I made it onto my iPad. I suddenly realized I didn't have to be blocked on my computer.
There you go.
So it was just because I heard from the teaching pronunciation differently people, and they usually have just under 200 participants, and this year they were whizzed up to 800 participants. They said more than half were active, so they were a little, they've been extremely busy. As Carolina said earlier, in fact, they attributed this enormous rush to having spoken about it on LinkedIn, which was kind of different. I never heard anyone speaking about it on LinkedIn. Voila! That's me.
Yeah, I guess it's always interesting. What we learn here is
Thank you.
To use platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Google Plus communities. Jose mentioned PB Works, the wiki. So all of these are very, I use the last two. In Minecraft, EVO Minecraft MOOC, we use Google Plus communities extensively, Google Docs for our syllabus, and PB Works for our, what we call it, missions for Minecraft, which is something that feeds into our badge program. Sort of tells people on a week-by-week basis how they should, what they should be doing in the session. Okay, well, so Carolina, maybe is there anything we should be aware of or anything that you'd like to say about the next round of EVO sessions when you're the incoming lead coordinator?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm just kind of digesting the news myself. I had understood the figure was going to be like, one more year, just kind of on the shadow, but it seems like it's with you. So, well, just that we're going to, I mean, we're really excited to see how every year we have more and more participants who are more and more willing to do the work, you know, to engage in all of the fabulous activities that moderators are preparing. So we are really looking forward to EBO 2019. Also, we are going to be contacting moderators in order to collect statistics for us to produce the report that we will give the call IS during TESOL. So this week, the next couple of weeks, we're going to be contacting different moderators in order to, the lead moderators especially, in order to get the statistics about the people who have logged in to the session, how many participants you had from how many countries, and the level of activity, how many of those people were lurkers and how many of them actually did the work. We will put the report together for the CallIS, and so we were very thankful for all the information in advance that you're going to give us. And so, Vince, if you want to make the invitation, sorry, that's my son. If you want to make the invitation for the best of EBO in TESOL.
Sure. I'll just let you look at me as well. This is what we're doing in TESOL in Chicago. Well, we're a TESOL sponsored session. Our sessions are TESOL sponsored, although they're open to anybody. They really don't have to be a TESOL member. But we do have a conference, and at the conference, we're going to have something there called the Best of EBO. And that's on the next slide. So there are some links here which, if you go to the Learning Together event that where the extra information is, and I think most of you know about it, it's where I posted in the Google community, the EBO 2018 Google community. There's a link to the Learning Together page that a lot of people I know have found because they came to Chatwing, and they wouldn't have known about that if they didn't go to that page. So there, you can find the slides that we're showing here. In fact, that's where you can also see the link to Nellie's Padlet. So if you go to the slides, you'll see what you're looking at right now, but all the links will work. So the Best of EBO is something that I was asked to put on for people. I was asked to give a session. I was told that they would like to give a session, and I agreed to organize it. So at the time, I was planning to go to Chicago. I'm still hoping to go to Chicago, but whether or not I actually go will depend on whether or not. I know I'm not getting funding, but I need to get. I don't want them to dock my salary. So as long as they give me paid leave, I will go. But if I'm not there, then brave Martha Ramirez will be from Colombia. Will be there. And she'll be running the show. What she's going to do, or what we both do together, is we're going to we'll have an event that's webcast, and so we can not only webcast out, but we can also webcast in. So all of the other presenters are joining us online. They're not going to be there, but they're going to present about their sessions one after another. You can have about 10 minutes to talk about your session, and you can see. If you go to the original slideshow, the one that you're looking at here, but you can't click on anything, if you go to the original slideshow, the Google slide presentation, you can click on the links. You can see who the presenters are. And if you want to present, there's another thing. We've already got some the presenters who committed to do it before a certain date are in the CalIS Electronic Village Conference program. But we still have the online program, and if you want to participate, you can. The session will be, all the webcasts are available. All this, CalIS, Computer Assisted Language Learning Intersection, webcasts lots of sessions from TESOL. You can go to http /colis2018.pbworks.com, and you can see all the sessions. You can listen to them live as they happen. And so this one too, Best of EVO, will be broadcast. And I believe it's on the first day, which is February 27th or 28th. I don't really have that information to hand, but anyway, if you go to CalIS 28th. Thank you very much. I thought it was the 28th, but okay. So anyway, you can find that information if you go to the PBWorks, the CalIS 2018.pbworks.com. So basically, the message is you can present if you want. I may be there myself. Martha Ramirez will be there, and she'll have a lot of support organizing, getting people in and out. So it should be really an interesting session. It's not usual that the presenters are not there, but they're going to, the setup at the conferences is really good because we have ways of getting everything that's being shown on the big screen gets fed into the feed, which is webcast out. So if you come online and you come on the computer screen, it goes up on the big screen that all the audience is looking at, and they can actually talk to you. So it's just like you're there. So anyway, and that's the real wrap-up, I suppose, of EVO 2018. And I guess we're going to have to wrap up this session pretty soon because, well, I've got about less than half an hour remaining in my laptop battery. We've been streaming this, so we have the recording.
And anyway, to eliminate.
Go ahead, Carolina.
No, I was just going to say that anyway, we have no more moderators from all the other sessions. We can just assume that the information we heard for the 7 extends to the other 7, the 14 sessions of EVO. So we can just be positive and say that all of them were as positive as the ones we heard about today.
Yes, it's really an amazing thing that's been going on, you know, for about, it started in 2001, so this is the 18th year, or 17th, maybe 17th or 18th, but anyway, it's gone almost 20 years. And just on the basis of people like yourself, Carolina, who just volunteer to do extra work, which is what you've done for the next year, but you'll have a lot of support, and it's one of these things that everybody wants to succeed, so it does. So it's been a pleasure. I've been a coordinator myself from 2002, so it's been really a wonderful thing that marks your career and your life, and it's something that everyone enjoys, and we really appreciate everyone being here to tell us about how they've enjoyed it and what they've done during the sessions. And we've got a recording of it. There's an Illuminate recording. There's a stream. It will go on YouTube. The stream will go on YouTube. So it is on YouTube. It will be there minutes after we leave here. You can find it in my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So anyway, well, thank you. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? If you
well,
do,
hi everyone.
To
I'd just like to, you know, thank all the coordinators, moderators for all the work that they've done. I hope you can make it to Diesel. I hope to see you there. But if not, we can totally connect online. But it would be great to see some of the faces in Chicago. So, no, thank you, everybody. I'm really happy with the results of this session as a coordinator and as a moderator. And we really hope to see your new sessions, your new proposals, and to stay in touch.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Martha.
Thank you for the ones that are going to represent us all there in Chicago. Thank you very much for Duvance and Martha that are going to do that great job of showcasing all of the work that is done you know, behind the scenes in EVO. So people should know more about us so that next year we have more participants that are willing to do all the work. This was a great year. Thank you very much, Vance, for always putting all these technologies together so that we can meet. And everybody, all the participants, the coordinators, moderators, thank you, because, yeah, EVO is the reality because of all of us who just love professional development so much.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we're at home with each other, and I really do look forward to seeing some of you in Chicago, and I hope I can get there. The only thing that will prevent me is if for some reason they just don't give me permission to take leave, so because I have to miss a week of work, but anyway. But otherwise, I'll be there. So thank you. Thank you very much. And just something about the process of closing down the Blackboard Collaborate sessions. We'll, if it goes silent, we'll stop the recording. I'll stop the stream at some point. But everyone has to leave the room. So I have to be the last one to leave. I sort of have to switch off the lights, so everyone has to leave, or the recording does not get put into the Illuminate servers. It goes to the Illuminate servers, and so anyhow, that's the procedure. So we can say goodnight and goodbye, and if anyone is gone to sleep at the keyboard, which sometimes people do, I'll just gently nudge you out of the room. Otherwise, it's been nice interacting with everybody. Nice to see you again, and there was some talk about sessions continuing afterwards. I think it was the flipped learning they were talking about. The participants want to keep interacting. I don't know why not, you know. Actually, one reason we have in EVO Minecraft MOOC, we have the same Google Plus community that we had since 2015. We just keep the same one. The community just stays together and continues growing and learning. So why can't EVO sessions be like that?
Well, this year we've actually asked participants to follow us on Twitter for the flipped learning community to network in a different way, and I think this is going to make a difference because all the moderators of flipped learning are on Twitter, and you know throughout the year. So if they're following us, we're going to stay connected. Just on a last note, thank you, Vance. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carolina.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vance. Bye-bye, everyone.
Okay. Okay, I'll stop the recording. This has been the EVO 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're good to go now then.
Okay. I'm just going to put a little outro. You have an intro, you have an outro. The outro is that this is the 25th of February 2018. We've been talking about EVO Electronic Village 2018. We've got a lovely crowd. We've been streaming it and talking to each other about EVO 2018. It's also a Learning Together session, Learning Together episode 383. Thank you very much, everybody, and I'm going to stop the recording now. Bye-bye.